All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say welcome back to a guest that I had on, I think it was last week. It might have been a week before. He is a senior economist, Mr. Dawit Kabidi. He's a PhD, and he's going to be talking about the where we are with the economy. Good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me.
You are a senior economist for the Credit Union National Association. You have over 8 years of research experience with the focus on trade, employment, and consumer finance. Kabidi has been quoted by Fox Business, CNBC.com, and MarketWatch, among other outlets. Let's talk a little bit about what we've heard now, and that's that the economy is headed towards recession. What should we believe? Because there's a pushback saying that it can't be a recession if jobs continue. And, you know, I'm 68 years old. I remember when recessions came about and people got laid off. How can it be both?
Thank you. So you're right. Like, we have seen two consecutive reports of negative GDP growth. That's, you know, for the first half of the year. And a lot of people looking at that believe that, oh, we are in recession. So the GDP is the measure of economic output. So it just looks at, you know, people's spending, investment, government spending, and also trade balance. And then it gives us a single number of the economic output. And then people look at that. It was negative for two consecutive quarters. And they were, you know, like, oh, are we in recession? But the short answer is we are not. The first reason is because the National Bureau of Economic Research is the official authority in the United States to say if we are in a recession or not. And they look at much more data than the GDP growth to make that decision. And as you have said it, it is very difficult to say that we had a recession when the economy is adding more jobs every month. Right now, we are at the unemployment rate is at 3.5%. It's back to where it was pre-pandemic, and also, like, you know, historically low levels, right? And we are adding jobs. Not only that, you see, you know, like, businesses have a huge appetite for hiring. So, out of June, employers have 10.7 million vacancies, compared to only 5.9 million people that are unemployed. That is almost twice the number of jobs available for each unemployed person. And people are also quitting a lot. Every month for the last 2-3 months, 4.2 million people are quitting and, you know, getting another job. It is very difficult to say, you know, the economy is in recession when people are quitting. We're not seeing any layoffs. So you are correct that, you know, we are not in a recession. But, you know, because of inflation and the Fed trying to control inflation under control, it's raising interest rates. And that interest rate may cool consumer spending. And people are a little bit worried about that. Oh,
so
could we go into a recession because of this?
So for the average American, which I am, who doesn't understand all the intricacies of all of these things, the Federal Reserve clearly wants to slow down the economy. They want to take money out of the economy. And typically that what that does is, in many instances, is bring about recession, bring about layoffs. And so even with these moves that the Fed has done over the last several months, inflation went down 0.25%. And so are we headed in the right direction? These things don't fix themselves overnight. The inflation problem is not going to correct itself in a month or two. And we're not going to go back to things being great and grand again. It's going to take years.
Yeah, so right now, so if you ask me what's the major problem right now for the economy is inflation. Prices are going up. And just a very good example of, you know, to show you that inflation is a problem is if you look at that second quarter report, without, you know, adjusting the economic growth for inflation, nominally the economy actually grew almost by 8%. But inflation was much, much higher than that. That's why, you know, when you adjusted for inflation, the economy actually, you know, contracted. So this tells you that inflation is a problem, and the Fed is right to put this under control because, you know, if this continues uncontrolled, it's going to reduce, you know, people's purchasing power. Because what inflation does is people will have less money in real terms to buy, to spend on goods and services. So the right thing here is, you know, is the Fed going to raise interest rate with just the right amount to put inflation under control without slowing the economy significantly? That's the right balance that the Fed has to make to put prices under control without putting us into a recession. And the Fed is trying to do that right now. They are assuming that they will have a soft landing. That soft landing means that we put prices under control. We don't see significant layoff. We don't see a recession. Probably, slight slowdown in the economy, especially relative to like a strong economic growth that we have seen last year. But if they put the brakes too much, then, you know, people will not be able to spend because interest rate increase reduces their spending power.
So based on what has happened historically with recessions in the last several decades, what would happen is when the Feds would put the brakes on and slow things mm-hmm. down, and lay people off, and the money would stop flowing as much in the economy. But we're at a point right now where, you know, Republicans are pushing and saying this new bill that the Democrats have brought into existence with raising taxes on corporations, at some point this is going to stop and create more money flowing into the economy. Who's right? I mean, what's right in this? Is that an assumption or is that fact?
So the key here is, you know, by how much the Fed is going to, you know, increase rates. So if you look at current rates right now, they are between, you know, between 2.125 to 2.5. So that is really a rate that is considered neutral. So remember, when we had a recession because of COVID, the Fed lowered the interest rate.
Right, like almost, it was zero, right.
It was zero, yeah, because that stimulates the economy because it
the money is
borrowing
cheaper.
People will spend. That has a stimulating effect. So what happened is, you know, now we recovered so fast, but the rates are really behind. So what the Fed has been doing so far is to gradually increase the rate to that neutral level. Actually, like the last two hikes were very aggressive, but still, 2.5 is very, very low. So that's what we should remember. So the question here is, you know, how farther are we going to go up? The Fed thinks like, you know, 3.5% increase will be, a more restrictive, like in the range of, you know, slowing the economy down, but not by so much that it impacts growth. Because what happens is if they increase more than that, then it becomes, you know, very difficult for people to borrow and spend. It becomes very difficult for businesses to spend on investments. And then that means, you know, they will start laying off people. But we are not in that territory right now. So 2.5% right now is what is considered a neutral rate. And if you look at today's inflation report, it is really good and a very encouraging news. In July, prices have remained flat compared to June. So that's really good news. So we are seeing some signs of slowdown, although a one-month report by itself is not sufficient. But the Fed is looking at these trends before, you know, it makes decisions on further rate hikes.
So if you are just joining me, my guest is Mr. Dawit Kabidi. He is a senior economist for the Credit Union National Association. Let me ask you, can the Federal Reserve itself pull all the right strings to correct this, or is there a confluence of other entities and other things that must happen in order to bring us out of this?
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve has two mandates. Just one is, you know, like full employment, and the other is, you know, stable prices. And we are almost close to full employment right now, so that objective is made. But when you look at price increases in the last year or so, that is caused by
lack of supply,
increased demand, and also, you know, supply chain constraints. So first it was the computer chips that led to increasing, you know, car prices, and then the war in Europe started around February, increased gas prices, and it is very difficult to influence price of gasoline by interest rate hikes. But what the Fed can do is, you know, it can do its part of slowing demand to a certain extent to put things under control. But because we have seen clear evidence of increased demand. But you are right that there is more to be done to increase the supply of oil to the economy and also ease supply chain constraints. And the Fed cannot do this by itself. And we are actually seeing some improvements there. So recently, I think it's yesterday.
Let me get you to do this. Let me get you to take a break. We've got to take a break. Mr. Dawit Kabidi, he's a senior economist for the Credit Union National Association. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.